This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
No one, in my opinion, sacrificed more, at least in recent history or in the last 100 years, 200 years, than David Livingston. David Livingston served in Africa. He was from England. So much of his life was poured into what happened in Africa. Many of you know this story, that his body was buried in England, but his heart literally was buried in Africa. They buried his heart in Africa because that's where his heart was. If anybody could say, God owes me because of sacrifice and service, it would be him. But I want you to listen to what he said. What some people call sacrifice, I call privilege. What some people call sacrifice, I call privilege. Psalm 116 says, what can I render to the Lord for all that he's done for me? I think that's the King James phraseology. What can I render? What can I give to the Lord? And somehow the Lord says, we're even. Nothing. There is nothing that you and I can give to the Lord to merit what he's done for us. The Clovis Chapel said where he grew up in Arkansas, there were a lot of natural springs. There was a spring on his farm, and for years, somebody generations earlier had put a metal cup, a tin cup with on a string on a tree next to this spring. And Clovis Chapel said he can remember hundreds of times going to this spring, taking the tin cup that's there, dipping it in the spring or letting the water fill into the cup and drinking that fresh spring water that he said was matchless. There wasn't water anywhere as good as the spring water. Clovis Chapel said one day he came to the spring. And guess what happened? Someone had stolen the cup. Clovis Chapel said this, great illustrator of scripture. Clovis Chapel said, I didn't throw up my hands and say, I will never be able to drink from this spring again. I will never be able to enjoy this water again. What did he do? Somebody say it. He got another cup. Very logical thing. He went and got another cup and tied it to the tree. And then Clovis Chapel, as only he could do, would say, you and I are the cups in the service of the King. God can get another cup. You are and I am. We're just the cups. We're the vessels that hold the truth. We're the vessels that carry the message. But when I hear people say this church would fall apart without me, and I've heard that in years past, well, this church revolves around what I give or what I do. God can get another cup. Thank you. He can get another cup. And that is a great reminder, a simple story to remind us that no one can claim that God owes me for sacrifice and service because nothing we can do can match the sacrifice of the cross. You see, if anybody wants to go toe-to-toe with the Lord and say, well, I've sacrificed this and I sacrificed this, God the Father would say, look at the cross. Can you match that? Can you match dying for the world? Can you match laying down your life, not just for your friends, but for the people that hated you? Can you match dying for the sins of the entire world, not just for your own sins, not just for somebody else's sins, but for the sins of the whole world? And you're totally innocent. You're blameless. Until we can match that, no one can claim God owes me because of sacrifice and service. There's one more area I want to talk about. It's called generosity and giving.
Well, my guess is there are people, there are ministers, there are leaders in churches listening to this message who have thought of themselves as the irreplaceable cup. We're all cups that can be replaced. You are, and so am I. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.